Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Get it.
Let's do what we do.
Yes. What's popping?
What's going on?
We are glad to be back home.
Yeah.
We was out last week. The fellas here, they big time now.
Big
you know,
time.
They shooting movies and things. You know what I mean? You know, they was like, look, show canceled next week because we big timing now. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's why I said you got to catch sacred stones while you can catch them before they
y'all,
get.
Y'all better get in before they
you
get,
better catch them before you get stoned.
You know what I'm saying?
Baby, they doing big things.
You know, they doing big things. Big things popping. So listen, y'all.
That's how the blessings of God look.
Yeah, we
y'all
back.
Listen. Before you do that, listen, for all of those who are, if this is your first time tuning in, this is Shift Real Talk Tuesdays. I'm your girl, Lady Free.
I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And I'm Too Real, keeping it real 24/7.
That's right.
Too Real is back in the building.
We are a love, life, relationship podcast, and that's what we talk about. We build families through the relationships that people have. So we talk to real people about real issues, and we give real solutions through the word of God.
Amen. Yeah.
Listen, y'all, today, this is a relationship podcast, but we believe the church is a part of relationship.
Well, I said love life.
Yes.
And today, we're going to talk about the church.
Let's talk church.
Yes.
And I bring a guest today.
And we ain't talking about church's chicken, okay?
Let's talk church. Is this the church? No, this church is chicken. No, so listen, we brung a guest. I brung some reinforcements. Mm-hmm. We brung another Shift member. She is an honorary member.
Yes, she is
all the way from my hometown. Well, I was born and raised from Brooklyn, New York. We brung my sister on here, Robbie Holmes.
Yes, Robin.
Hey, sister. World. Yes. What is going on? Great
What's
to
poppin',
be here,
Robin. How you doing today, sis? You are in my city. That is my city. New York.
I got to come visit you, Robin.
I don't know. Please do. Come. You know, they say Brooklyn is everywhere. So come to Brooklyn.
I've been
be
there
everywhere.
One time, but now that I know somebody lives
Listen,
there.
Robin, you know? Got to come out to Houston.
You got to come out to Houston. You know, my daughter was in Houston, or I don't know. They just brought me a magnet that said, everything's bigger in Texas.
They're not lying.
I want to see the bigger houses and the bigger streets and the bigger highways.
And the bigger portions of food.
And the bigger portions. When I was in New York, I couldn't get past 195. Because, you know, we walked everywhere. I used to walk the whole city, Manhattan. I walked from lower Manhattan all the way to 125th Street.
You can do that and stop on a million sites on the way.
Exactly. And you it won't even notice that you're walking that far. But I got to Houston. Right. I ain't going to tell my weight now. You know what
I'm saying? Just say happy and healthy.
I got that married weight. I'm going to call it married weight.
I like that
on me.
I ain't going to call it that Houston way.
Yeah. But listen, y'all. That's good living.
Yes. But listen, y'all. We're going to talk about the church today. Listen, y'all. I am disturbed. I am disturbed. I really am.
Out the gate.
Because there has been a trend going on this past week. This past week. Ty Tribbett says something about the church. And it was. Now, I kind of agreed with what he said. But what he said, it caused an uproar on social media.
It did.
And the uproar it caused, I mean, it truly, truly, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way a little bit, because it's almost like, you know, when people feel like the church is being, when people give their opinion about what they see that's going on in the church, mm-hmm. the church people or the church constituents take it as a church attack. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. what they do in return is they attack back mm-hmm. without really getting the understanding of the how people truly feel about what's going what's on mm-hmm. in the church.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And we ignore that.
Right. Yes.
I don't want to play before we get into discussion. I don't know if the video.
Not yet. Let's give it a little time for people to come in, because even last week when we did the video, a lot of people missed it because we played it quite early. But I mean, if we could discuss just a little bit more about
I mean, anybody want to chime in before Robin?
You got it.
Well, I
want to hear her opinion.
No, I'm just thinking about, I did see a clip of an interview he did, and he was denouncing basically the institution of church and the functionality of it. And to some extent, we can see that there is a dysfunction there, you know, because church is not church as it used to be. And I can't honestly speak on what church used to be because I didn't grow up in church. But from what I see now and from the comparison that people make, it's like some of the traditions of church have kind of fallen by the wayside. And some mm-hmm. people feel like they should be reinstated. And then some people feel like it's those traditions that made people not want to come to the church. Yeah. So I think, you know, it's about perspective, and it's honestly about church experience. You know, it's what your experience has been in the church.
Mm-hmm. I remember coming up. I grew up in church. I think when my mama had me, when I came out the hospital, I went straight to St. John, Privatized Holiness Church on Classen Avenue between Fulton and Grand. That's the church that Timothy Wright wrote about on his one of his records. Oh, I'm a true born child of God. That song, he took St. John FBA right on Classen Avenue, on Fulton and Classen. So I grew up in that church, and that church has long pews, and then three sections. But in the back of every pew of that church, guess what? Is a paperback Bible. The hardback Bible, not the paperback. Yeah. The hardback Bible. Mm-hmm. It was a Bible in the back and a hymn book. In the back of every pew.
Yeah.
And we had about 40 pews from the front to the back. It was about 40 pews.
And it's funny that you say that, because when I went to visit Fredericksburg this weekend, I went to Fredericksburg Bible Church. It's a little small church. Okay. And in back of every pew was a hymn
and a Bible. Bible.
Right.
Yeah.
And I honestly hadn't seen that in years since I was a little kid.
Wow.
And when they started reading the hymn, I'm over here going 1, 2. No, it's 1, 1, 1, 1,
yeah.
2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2 This is the original way.
That's how it's supposed to go.
Yes, because
what we've done is we've taken the pews out, and of course, what's attached to the pews are those Bibles.
Yes.
Wow.
Because there's nowhere to put the Bibles. You ain't putting them on a chair because you got where you gonna sit.
Yep.
So we've taken the pews out of the church, and now we have folding chairs. Or those nice sitting...
They have those nice soft back, but in the back, they still have a pocket, but it's not thick enough to hit.
But I think the biggest issue, y'all, is...
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead, Robin. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was just saying, with all of these new upgrades in the church, you have these fancy chairs, and you don't have a place for the Bible or the hymn book. And
that's
scary. That's scary because...
Because you're singing on the screen.
Yeah, no, that, I don't know. For me, there's something about having a book. It's more tangible. Mm-hmm. And you know, because we do everything on the screen. But if our relationship with God is to be sacred and to be something that is that we should put to a high standard, then some of those traditions can't be taken away. You know, there's churches that don't even sing hymns anymore.
Yeah. Most, I would say 90% of churches don't sing hymns anymore. It's on the flat screen. Yeah. And that's why when I went to this church, I saw a hymn book, and the lady next to me was like, this is a hymn book. And I'm over here singing. I'm all off key. Mind you, I'm the only sister in the church.
One, twos, and threes together.
But at the end of the day, the problem is, when you have a Bible and you're reading along with the pastor and he's reading from the Bible, not in his own words as a motivational speaker, it makes a big difference because you're able to highlight and see, okay, let me go back and see where we left off so I can go back and read this again. So it educates you. It helps you learn the word and the gospel. When you're looking on your app on your Holy Bible, it's just like another app that you got to keep up with. I think the Bible makes it where you feel more connected to God. You feel more connected to the word. Right. And that's what we need to get back to.
And, you know, I was telling Pastor Jay today that when they say, okay, go to your scripture and you have a phone. I mean, to each his own. But for me, I like the Bible pages flipping too.
Exactly.
Because once I get on my phone, guess what's going to come through? A notification. Something's going to distract me because we have to remember that Satan is the prince of the air. He's the prince of the air. And because the prince of the air is having to do everything with airwaves and all that stuff, where our internet come from, our streaming and all that stuff, it's called the World Wide Web. So something's going to catch your attention and distract you probably at the very moment where God is trying to speak a word to you. Amen. You speak get distracted because now you on your phone and you might get somebody might send a picture. It's always busy on that phone.
You're right.
So listen, we're going to get rid of, but before we do that, let's just give a little shout out to Mind Provoking. What's up, baby
girl? We missed you last week.
I know you're busy.
Welcome,
she said she can't be on long. So
she's going to have to be my counselor.
Yeah. Aunt Liza is on. Hey, Aunt Liza. Darren is on. What's up, man?
Hey.
Mama P is on.
Mama,
what's up?
Of course, my mom is on.
Kimberly Scott, what up, sis?
Kim, my.
Mama, I love you, Mom. Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Marcus Ashley. Jones is back. You know, he's been big. He's one of the. He's been big timing on us, but we love you, Marcus. You
know what I'm saying? My love.
My dad is on. My dad is on. Yeah, he said, so listen, so what we want to do is we want to look at this video real quick, just a little clip of what Tyler,
Ty Tribbett
said,
talk about it.
And we're going to check this out. Sounds man. So good. So let's look
Ash
at this little
Ward.
Clip.
Okay, let's do it.
Like everybody wanted to be a rapper, everybody wanted to be a podcast host, and it seems like a lot of people wanted to be a pastor for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
You missed that era, the past era?
I don't remember the past era.
You don't? Uh-uh. Man, it was building them huge churches. Everybody was, I think the pastor phenomenon came from,
getting money church. It's a bunch of different things. You can speak to it more, but I think getting money in the church and how you look and how you're praised is, and you forget that he's supposed to be praised, but how they praise you and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, I see a lot of Instagram pastors out there, but you know it is what it is.
You killed it. You killed that whole thing. I think a lot of pastors were not called the pastor. They just, you know, study, you go to school, and then you just become a pastor, like you become a manager at, you know, Publix or something like that. And that's unfortunate for a lot of people who invest their, you know, money, time, attention, and their soul into people who they believe are literally called from God. I don't believe a lot of pastors are. I think it's a system now. Oh, God. It's a system. Everything is a system, and systems work with or without God. Mm-hmm. So I think the institution of church is whack. I think how church is ran is whack. I think the religious system and structure is whack. I don't subscribe to it, even though I grew up in it, I benefited from it, but I learned that God is not the church. And once I realized, whoa, God ain't church. That for me, you know what I mean? I ain't from the streets. I'm from the church. So that was a huge thing as well.
It's in the Bible, though. It says you can't even find God in a man-made temple.
Why don't we read that, though? How often do you hear that sermon? No, you hear people, pastors make the people about the church. We got the church name, we church and the church and the bumper sticker, the church. The church, the church should be about the people. Should be about the people, but the church makes the people about the church. So all churches now are a movement, but they're not about the people. They're not about serving and loving the people.
Man,
that was amazing.
Let's talk church. Because you know what the thing that bothered me was? It was the church people that attacked him from actually really. And if you really heard the whole, we gave a little snippet of it, but he was really being transparent about what was going on in his life.
Yes,
but because he is surrounded by, or he's been a part of the church his whole life, his perspective of his experience, because he said what? He benefited from the system of the church. So all he was doing was giving or being transparent about his experience. So what they did was, those were the, I heard so much in it, and it made me so upset. It was like, oh, those were the wrong choice of words to use. Or don't talk about God's church.
But what they say, don't judge.
Yeah, yeah, but he wasn't even being judged. He was kicked on. Crucified. I mean, he was crucified for giving his personal experience. And the crazy part is, here's the crazy part. Because he's Ty Tribbett, guess what? He said what he said, but my wife and I are in the streets. And we're witnessing him and winning souls. And these souls that we minister to in the streets say the same thing that he said on this interview. Mm-hmm. They're saying the same thing.
But the thing that really hit me was, he didn't say God is whack. He didn't say the church, which is the ecclesia, the people, God's bride, is whack. He didn't say that. He said church now is made up of systems.
Yes.
And he said the systems are whack.
Exactly.
It's a business. Right. It's like a business.
And that's why. And if we look at a lot of the stuff that's happening in the church today, people are exposing a lot, then we'll see it. He didn't say anything but what a lot of people want to say, but he was just bold enough to say it in the tight,
quiet part out loud.
Yeah,
that Tanisha, that's right. Hey, because they came for him right after he said that, and it's so it's so funny that, because the system, we don't even understand. See, we knew what the system was. See, I grew up in church. Like I said, I grew up in church, and I grew up in St. John, and in the back of the church we had a big clock. The clock told us actually what time it was, but we never looked at the clock because the Spirit of God was in the church. The Spirit was so high, we didn't even, before we looked up, it was 4 o'clock. Today's church, there's a time limit for, now they got the clocks with the numbers on it, and it tells you,
the digital,
it tells you how much time you have to do your portion of the service.
Yeah.
So the message is preached for a certain time, the singing is for a certain time, you know what I'm saying? The offering has to be a certain time. So this is a part of the system in the church.
In
the building. That's the building. Scary.
And if you notice too, he didn't say a lot of the stuff that we all are now bringing forth. He was talking about how the church has the church has made it the people about the church and not the church about the people. And that's part of the system that he's talking about, how we've made everything about the pastor, glorifying and praising
him. And then you got the stickers on the car.
And then you have the marketing and the promotion of the church.
I.e. example, pastoral anniversary. That has nothing to do with Scripture. That is the system of the church.
Yep.
One of the things that he's talking about. And it has nothing to do, because as men and women of God, it's our job to serve the people.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's how you make it about the people. Because what did Jesus do with the disciples? He washed their feet. He served them. And not only did he wash their feet, but their feet were covered with what?
Dust.
From dirt. Walking. From walking.
Walking, yeah.
And so my point. So I'm sorry, y'all. Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
You answered something.
You right in the vein, because that was the thing. It was about ministering to the people. It was about serving. And that's what ministry is. It's serving unto the glory of God. And that's the thing that the church has gotten away from. And I remember the church used to be the pillar of the community. Right. You know, especially during like the civil rights movement and during like the 40s and the 50s coming into, you know, even up until like the 70s, the church was where you went if you needed a job, if you needed food, if you needed your rent paid. The church was the place where the people went, the community went for their help. So it was not just a spiritual hospital. It was a natural hospital. It was a physical hospital. It was a financial hospital. The church was the pillar of the community because it served the people in all capacities, spiritual. It was just the spiritual component is what you get as a result of being drawn in for whatever other reason. And it's like you get a need met, and then because the church meet your needs, now you stay and they fill you with spiritual food. You get fed naturally, but it's because they fed you naturally, you felt, well, these are good people. You felt like you wanted to be there because they met needs. And then on top of that, now you get the word of God, which tells you how you can go out and now, because of God and because of his grace, you'll always be able to have to supply your needs. Your needs will be supplied because of who he is. And because we do this unto his glory, and all of that has disappeared. It's like, where'd it go?
It's so amazing how we've taken, because social media is the catalyst of people building platforms. And what happens now, I see more churches, and I won't say churches, but I see more people who come against people who speak the word. And it's one podcast. This is what this guy does. He gets on and he says what's wrong with another preacher, and he tried to
Pastor Gino Jenkins.
It's another one. But the point is, so many of them on there. Yes. But as what bothers me about that is because you have so many people on social media who try to make another man of God look bad by what they feel he said is wrong scripturally. Mm-hmm. So you got podcasts that specialize, and that's what they do. Oh, he said that. That's wrong. And look, because in this scripture, it says this, and then the Greek word says it. So their job is to prove this pastor just being wrong. But the thing is, we don't say nothing about those people who are on social media who are specifically, because that's not our job to do that. That's not as Christians, because what we look like is that we're coming together, making each other look bad. But point is, if we have an issue with that, I think what we should do is we should address it, you know, in a way that it doesn't look like a whole lot of church people or a lot of church pastors don't know what they're saying. We're not supposed to put them on blast. But I believe it's different when somebody is really pouring out their level of vulnerability to say, okay, this is my experience in the church. This is what I feel because I grew up in where it came from to what it has become. So we should respect more so somebody's opinion of it than let people who deliberately talk about it in a bad manner and try to make these men of God look bad. There's even pastors who call out other pastors. I don't think that makes sense when we should be
trying to help the people.
We are our brother's keeper. Right. If you even see our brother in error, what are we supposed to do? Go to him in the spirit of love. We are supposed to show them God, not show them to be wrong. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what's going on. But nobody says anything about the what we do is
they get ate up too.
I don't see it.
Their comments get ate up too. However, I feel like regardless of what, it's the thing of
exactly.
It's the thing of when people they say, well, we're as a church, we're supposed to judge our brother. But the thing is, God says if you have aught with somebody, you go to that person. And then you go to them in love.
Right.
So I understand why a lot of people are doing what they're doing because of the fact that, okay, it's on social media, so socially it's been placed out there on the big screen for everybody to see, so we got to correct them in the same place. It's like when mama used to whoop you, well, you did it right here, I'm going to whoop you right where you did it at. You know, that's that kind of thing, mm-hmm. but it's really showing a negative, it's putting a negative connotation on the broader, on the church.
But also, too, you have to realize you're on a platform where you're on a social media platform. You're on there with hundreds and thousands of people. So you have to understand that you are going to get comments and pushback, yeah. but it's your job to stick with what you believe. And yeah. I'm sure he understands he's going to get all that probably the negativity and everything, but he spoke uh-huh. his truth. And that's all that matters to me. Because when you're on a platform of social media, you can't get on there and think that everybody's going to be nice. You got to have thick skin and say, you know what? I'm going to take the good and the bad, because you learn from both people.
Yeah, you learn either way. Right. But y'all see him, he said God, like before he even said it, it was like he was so reluctant.
Yes, he was.
Right, because he knew it was going to ruffle feathers.
It was, but
he knew it was going to ruffle feathers.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing
is, it's no different than.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go.
No, I was saying it's no different than William McDowell. Was it William Murphy or William McDowell? I forgot who did William Murphy. Who did the watch night service where they played the secular music, and people just like berated him. He got so much backlash because of that. But the thing is, he was in his service. He had a specific audience of young people. So what he did was cater to what would appeal to them. So it was no different than like the word that says, I became like the weak to gain the weak. Well, and Roman, a lot of people gave him, backlash.
I understand what you're saying. That was a little different for me, though, mm-hmm. because as the man of God, God says too much is given, much is required. And there's a standard that he was supposed to. God says, if I be lifted up, then I will draw. Mm-hmm. Not if you lift up what they already get outside. Because there's a certain, but that's just me and my opinion about it. And I stick with my opinion about it. That regardless of what, you're going to have some people that's going to be all right with it. And that's fine that you say what you've, your perception of it. But mine was just a little bit different.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing.
And that's okay. It's okay to agree to disagree. And I feel that too. The pastor is not supposed to go down to cater to anybody. He's supposed to, you know, to me, just speak the word and have the kids fall, you know, come to the church and be lifted up, like she said. But in like she said, I agree with her. You guys can agree to disagree. But at the end of the day, we shouldn't be catering to the young people and doing all the hip hop dancing and the swag, because church is about coming together with for the people. It's about people coming in to love one another, support one another. Learning who you are. We're not just a number.
You're directing them to the thing.
Let me read Mia's comment. Pastor Mia, she said, the church has become vain. Vanity leads to selfishness. The said part is the church has been deceived and doesn't even realize it. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, y'all. What we've done is we made church a safe place for sin. When church is supposed to be the place you come to get delivered from sin.
Amen. Yes, Pastor Jay.
Because what did he die for? That's right. What did he die for? For our sins.
Yes, he sacrificed for it.
So church should not be a safe place. So if you're living in sin, that the church is not where you're supposed to come and be comfortable. Your sin.
You're supposed to feel awkward.
Right.
Because that's what we did when that's the church that I came out. Mm-hmm. Man, they were drunk for people that used to walk up and down Fulton Street late nights of the hour. And we would still be at the church because the mothers would be there tarrying and they would make us sit there or get on your knees and get, because we was going to get the Holy Ghost that night. But while we were sitting there trying to stay awake, trying to get the, you know, because that was that was the evidence of the Holy Ghost. We had to do something to make them believe that we was getting the Holy Ghost. But in the midst of that, they will go outside because some people will want to walk in and use the bathroom or even get something from the church. But what they would do is they wouldn't bring the liquor in the church. But my aunt and my grandmother, they would make them put the bottle down, come on the altar and be delivered. They didn't come in there with the drunk, with the beer and keep drinking and say, oh, well, I'm in the church now. I'm in a safe place. No, they got delivered that night.
Yes.
So that's the point. We come to church to be delivered
from sin. Not to have sin cozy up with you in the pew.
Exactly.
Yes. You good. You in a safe
place. You in a safe place.
It's okay. You and your wife, y'all going through things and she's messing with somebody, but we'll work together and figure it out.
God, baby. The closer they get to God, that thing going to fall off.
Yes. Amen.
It's going to fall off.
And that's why I feel like a lot of times it's like a disadvantage to not have grown up in the church, because you don't know that there were these things. And you mentioned tarrying, and I was at work today, and one of my clients that I was speaking with was an older woman. She said she was 82 years old, and she said, we started talking about church, and the conversation just went there, where she said, a lot of the things that used to be in church are not there. And she said, tarrying service, she talked about the motherboard and the mourner's bench, is it? So there were some things that she said that I'm like, I've never had that experience of being at a tarrying service, or that experience of the mother's coming surrounding you and praying over you and, stuff like that. So I'm like, the mothers in church now are like,
they look sexy like the young women. That's why they're not gonna be out there. They trying to look sexy like the young women.
But see, and the thing, like you said, you didn't get a chance to experience that. But the thing is, when you what we're doing now, a lot of us, because there is still a remnant, y'all. We cannot forget that there is always going to be a remnant of those who still do what God says. His house is still a house of prayer. These are the people that's going to do in the community. It's still a remnant, so we're not talking about that. But you haven't experienced that, because a lot of times what happens is we think that today we have to cater to what the younger people like.
Yes, and
we've taken all of those experiences that used to heal, deliver, and have them tarrying, and all of that. We've taken those things and we've said those things are that we didn't like that when we had to do it. We're gonna do things now that are draw them in, and so we dangle a carrot in front of their face. And God never needed bait. That kind of bait. When he said, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. Mm-hmm. We should follow what he did to help the disciples to fish for men. If we're doing anything outside of that, then we have made up something in the way we do, and it becomes that system that Ty Tribbett is talking about. He's not talking about the bride of Christ. He's not talking about the ecclesia. He's not talking about the kingdom of God. He's talking about those systems we've put in place, because we know better than God how to bring people into the house. Now we got to keep them there by doing some of those same tactics, they gone.
So it's more like they're appealing to a more entertainment side. It's more marketing than the pastor using the Spirit of God to heal and to pull people in that way. It's like, how can we get these people in? Let's market. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's do that. Yeah. Let's do this. And to me, it's changed dramatically.
Yeah. Tanisha said the deception is all through the church. So it's hard to separate the sinners and its safety.
Amen. Wow. I love that. Yeah. Wow. She nailed it. Tanisha nailed it. Yeah. That's true.
We all
sin.
Are sinners saved by grace.
Come on.
So when we come, so the thing is, if we have that mindset to see everybody the same way, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but this is just what I believe. If we see everybody the same way, then we'll understand the purpose of what we're trying to get everybody to, who we're trying to get everybody to see. Because the thing is, it's our job to direct them to the one who can save or deliver you from that sin. And sometimes I believe we can sin by our very thoughts.
We can. Oh, well, that is true.
Because the very thought of evil is, you might as well, what do you say? You might as well.
If you look up on a woman to lust after her, you've already committed.
You've already committed in your heart. Exactly. So the whole point is just like understanding that, we can come out of a situation and then go into a whole nother situation and and we may commit a sin. I remember the prayers. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I remember the prayers that used to, Lord, forgive me for the sins that I committed that I know and the ones that I don't even know, realize that I did. So the point was, it was a house of prayer. And that's what the scripture said. This shall be the house of prayer. This shall be, and we got to remember that this is the house of prayer. The church has nothing to do with the house of prayer, because who is the church? We are the church.
We are the church.
The church is not a building.
Not the building.
This is where we go to do what?
To come together.
To come to help others. Yes, to pray.
To pray.
And to experience that power that prayer has, that one-on-one with God. Or now it says when one can put 1,000 to flight, right? And the word teaches us that two could put 10,000 to flight. So imagine 10 people, 15 people, 100 people, however many people come together to pray. It's not talking about putting entertainment to flight or this. It's talking about putting the demonic spiritual realm to flight.
Exactly.
It's way bigger than just the fruit that you see that comes from the spirit of Jezebel. It's about the fact that the root of the spirit of Jezebel is pride. So we got to put that to flight. It's not about people coming thinking that their identity is this, that, and the third. It's about knowing what the root problem of that is and praying together and driving that out and putting it to flight. It's not about, it goes on and on, fornication, adultery, lying.
Yes, stealing, lying, yes.
Killing with your mouth. It's all of that. We got to put it to flight.
Let me just, because we got a couple of good comments, y'all. I want to kind of, Aunt Liza said, absolutely, Holiness is right. And these days, there's too much flesh in the building. It's about money and not about salvation.
Amen.
Tanisha said, but if the people aren't filled with God, then why would his spirit be there?
Because it's in me. If I'm there.
Yes.
If I'm there, the spirit of God is at
end. Amen. Amen.
Represent.
The Holy Spirit is in you, so it's there.
So the Spirit of God is at hand. Yeah. So all it takes is me.
My dad said absolutely. Pastor Mia said, our young people lack so much substance because we are catering to them.
To them.
We are not introducing them to God. We are teaching them the church culture.
Amen.
Church
culture. Pastor Mia. She
shout on that one, Pastor.
That's my girl. Mama
Pearly. Come on, Mia. That was awesome.
I love that.
Mama Pearly says, remember God said, come as you are. I believe the church should not shun anyone who comes into the church. I think we have to meet them where they are and given the true word of God. But you got to give them that. Like Mama Pearly said, you got to give them the true word of God. You have to give them that.
And you got to open your arms and allow them to come in, no matter what they're going through, no matter what they're sinning. The fact that they walk in the church takes bravery and courage to come to God.
And
what they have on or what they hair look like.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like you want to say something?
Go ahead, Robin.
Robin, you got to jump in, girl. It's fire over here.
No, but that's it. Listen, it's fire all across from the airwaves, the comments, everything. So, but Mama Pearly, she really touched on that about meeting them where they are. And that's kind of what I meant before about, you know, we have to become the weak to gain the weak. So, yeah, we don't want to condemn them as soon as they come in the door. It's like when they come in the door, they're coming because they're in need. So we have to meet them where they are, but to let them know that there is, you know, there is salvation, there is deliverance, there is everything you need here in the church, but we have to display it as well.
We do.
And I think a lot of times we can get caught up in titles and offices and people get to a place where, you know, we just feel like we are holier than thou, and because you're not where I'm at right now, then you're wrong. And we can't condemn, because listen, we can't judge lest we be judged, and we have to measure and realize that was me at one time, or that could have been me at one time.
I'm delivered from something.
The same way he died for me, he died for that person too.
Blood,
I see a lot of church folks, a lot of believers and members of the body will not only hold themselves up and measure themselves against those who are coming in, but also against those who are already there working and laboring and worshiping with you. If you are and getting caught up in, like you were saying earlier, Pastor, about the pastoral anniversary and the events, you know, it's become so much more eventful instead of spiritual to be in church. We are focusing on the pastor's anniversary and the usher's anniversary and the seven church last words. Right, the celebration or we the fellowship that happens after the service, or you know, all these other things, and then God is getting left to the wayside, and this is why the church is starting to not look
to
like the church. Yeah. We're not churches. Right. We're holiness is here, right?
Holiness is right.
If we move right here, that's not holiness. And we think, oh, because we took a step away, that is still holy. No, holiness is right here, and that's it. There can't be a sidestep or a step back or a step apart, because then it's not holy. So when Allie, you talked about the standard, and Lady Free, you all were saying that, you know, the standard is we have to stay up and bring those up. Absolutely. I mean, meet them here to gain them. But once they've gained them, show them Christ. Yeah. Because we are not God. We ain't got no heaven or hell to put nobody in. And a lot
God
of times
never had to use tricks. Up. Go ahead, babe. I'm sorry.
Right. No, you're right. And that's the thing. So I think even these church events and these other, you know, things that people get caught up in, these events and celebrations, those are the things that are now becoming the tricks. But those are the tricks for those who are the body of Christ, let alone the tricks for those who are we trying to gain from the world. So yeah, we got tricks even within the body of Christ.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a little celebration, but not to make that the thing that you know most about the congregation. Oh, because they have good celebrations over there.
One of our I'm going to the church because their choir sing good.
Right.
Oh man, I missed the choir. The choir's even gone. But one of our spiritual mothers is on, Bobby Cheeks. We love her.
Ooh,
she said, yes, the word of God has to be in you in order for you to give it. Mm-hmm. And it begins with his love, not ours, are the loved ones we have seen on others, but God's love.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
Women in black. Oh, Dad.
Let me tell
you. Someone, please bless me with this, with something to feed my kids. They have gone without food from yesterday and until now. Who are you? Clinton Nick? All right, man. We'll talk to you after the show, man, okay?
Put your number in the DM so we can get
We'll get with you after we finish talking, man.
So going back to what you said, like a lot of the people in the church, you have to show it and all of this thing. Y'all listen, it was in the church back when the mothers was powerful having people tarry too. But the difference between now and then is the choir and the good singing takes more precedence than the praying.
Right.
We have to remember that if the original substance of God's house is the house of prayer, then if we take that out a little bit, but we pray before this, or we might pray before this, and you might hear a prayer, maybe three prayers within the time that you're even in God's house, but then you hear the singing and it's beautiful, and then you hear the preaching and it sounds amazing and everything like that. But the people, we keep saying you have to show it, but the people in the church have to show it. Well, a lot of times we have not come together to pray those things that we know that these people are dealing with, alcoholism and some
drug
of them
substance abuse.
So depressed and going through, and some of them almost trying to commit suicide and all this. As long as they come to work in the church and they're faithful doing that, you leave them where they are. As long as they make sure that they're there on time and the attendance is high, you think everything is fine. And this is not for everybody. But what I'm saying is we have to go back to that part. Prayer is so powerful and probably one of the most powerful things that God has given us so that we can be delivered and so we can see more love in the church, because those things eradicate the stuff that we keep saying we're seeing in the church.
And another thing, too, is
the cornerstone churches, of the church.
Church was created for a purpose. You know, like people go to church because why? they're missing something. They need something.
Right.
You know, and most people, when they're praying to God, it's because things are not good.
Right.
You don't really hear people praying to God when things are just going great. A lot of people do. But when people really go to, a lot of people that are new to Christ, when they go to him, it's because they're either suffering from some type of ailment, they're feeling depressed. But church should be where people go to get what they need. And that's just support and encouragement and, you know, the spiritual support of God, because he's using us to help push them to him closer.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to focus on. That's the focus of the church.
We have I just want to acknowledge someone really special who's on with us. Maritza Jackson, y'all.
Maritza Jackson.
She's a famous playwright. She is doing her thing.
She is.
She's up there with you, Robin. I want you to go check her out, man. She got a play coming out. She just had a play.
Okay.
I think she's working on a movie right now.
I'm available.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're gonna try to bring her play to Houston.
Yes, bring it to Houston.
Yeah, we're gonna try to bring it to Houston. So
love to be a part of that.
But listen, are you reading comments?
Yeah, I'm reading. And one comment, I'm when Mama Cheeks is on again. She said, "Amen." Jesus declared that as he pushed the distractions out of the temple, the marketplace, the atmosphere.
Yes,
amen.
He declared this.
Yes,
it's the house of prayer.
But let me say this. Let me say this. I agree with meeting the people where they are, because that's what Jesus did. Mm-hmm. The issue comes in that when we meet the people where they are, what we do is we tell them how they can be blessed instead of pointing them to the one who can. It's actually to be blessed. You will be blessed if you accept the Lord into your life. If you have God in your life, then what you have access to now is the keys and the lifestyle of the kingdom.
Come on.
So the thing is, we're so busy giving out blessings. You know, you will be blessed in 60 days, or, you know, if you give this. And then a lot of times you make them believe that that their blessings are tied to what you give. No, you got to give your life. Okay. If you give your life, then you will be blessed.
Right. Yes,
God ain't concerned about your money.
Right.
Amen.
He's not concerned about what you give him. What you give him?
Because everything belongs to God anyway.
That's right.
He owns everything. Why would he be concerned about? So what I'm saying is, and like I said, it's not a thought. Because trust me, I'm born and raised in the church. I love the church. I mean, I love the church edifice.
Yeah,
I love it because I grew up in it, and I grew up in the standards where it was holiness or hell. It wasn't blessings on blessings.
You will be blessed.
Right. No, there was a lifestyle that we was taught that we had to live to understand how we were going to
and
be blessed.
Obtain the blessings.
Yeah,
of
to
God.
Obtain, we had to live a certain lifestyle.
Right.
You know, and that's what we required. You can't live any kind of way and come in and be comfortable and doing what you want to do, and then we just prophesying blessings, and that's not what it was about.
Hey, Jarvis. You know what? I have to go back to what Pastor Jay said, because it hit me. It was like, pow, it hit me right here. When he said, the church is not a safe place for sin. That hit me.
That's it.
It's the truth.
Because so many times today, like, people come into the church and we try to make them comfortable in their sin because we want them to come back to church. But the whole point is we have to make them feel uncomfortable so that the conviction of God says he chastened those in love. That means he corrects them. He whoops his babies because he understands that if he does that, then that's the only way they're going to turn about face, which is called repentance, and cry out to him. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, we're not here to demean anybody. We're not here to condemn anybody. But the conviction of the Holy Spirit will get you in line, and you would want the people that you say you love to turn about face and say, Lord, I apologize for the fact that I sinned against you. Mm-hmm. Not us, not people. I sinned against you. And I need your help to help me to get back right. Mm-hmm. But instead, what we do a lot of times is when we see those Christians who really love God and have been in the trenches and have lived a horrible life trying to do it on their own and now have given their life to God and say, God, I surrender all. Mm-hmm. We look at those people and say, oh, you too holy. Mm-hmm. We don't look at Muslim people who are devout Muslims and say they too Muslim. We don't look at people who are in the streets and say, you too street. But when it comes down to your Christian life and your Christian walk, we need to look at those people who says, look, because you don't know what I've been through to get to the point where I surrendered. Exactly. You don't know that.
Right.
Pastor Mia said, amen. She said, much of what is coming from the pulpit is promoting condemnation. When the blessing doesn't show in the time frame given, people start questioning their own salvation and relationship with God.
Amen.
Yes. And then they don't believe the pastor who gave them the word.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. They don't believe it.
And then they start saying, well, why should I go to church? What's the point?
Because the thing is, here's the thing. And here's a system. The system says now, as a body of Christ, we have to declare a declaration of what we do as a body of Christ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it has become a declaration. So when those declarations, because we say those declarations when? Right before we give. Mm-hmm. Right before we give. There's a declaration that we give. And the point is, again, it's the whole purpose of why we even come to the building is to pray.
Amen.
It's to pray because that is the house of prayer. It's the house of prayer. It ain't declarated. It ain't decorated.
All the lights and the camera action.
Yes, it ain't the public opinion. It's truly us really understanding that it is our job as the believers to lead other people to Christ. To lead them to Christ.
Right.
Because he is, like Ty Tribbett said, he said, the source is what we need to go to. God is the source. Yes. He may send other resources, but those resources still come from the source.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Understand the prefix before source, the re.
Yeah.
That is the extension of where that source comes from.
Exactly.
It comes from the source. So we have to, it is our job to lead people to the source. Because it's without God, we are like a ship without a sail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't have the power to give our blessings, but he's given us the power to declare that he is Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Right. So
spread the good news.
The good news of Jesus Christ.
Yes. And when it comes down to it,
that's right,
it's not about us saying that people should be perfectly without doing anything wrong because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But what we're saying is God says he'll lift up a standard. So the whole point is, yes, I may have sinned, but I'm trying to get there.
But do you guys see where I feel like I really see what he's saying, that because it's become more entertainment and more lights, camera, action to pull people in, people are starting to do their homework on their own, going to read the Bible on their own, and starting to see that these churches are nothing like what they're saying is supposed to be.
Wow.
So that's why people are not going to church or stop going to church. And then that puts them in the point where, you stop going for like a month and then 2 months and 6 months. Then you start getting some of them behaviors back because church is a reinforcement to help you stay on track with God and repenting to him 24/7, trying to get away from the sins of the world. So church helps you. It helps you stay on track, period. And when you stop going, you start seeing yourself backslide. But then you say, you know what? Why am I going to go when all they're doing is asking me for what they want from me and they're not giving me they're supposed to give me? And that's the problem today. That is the problem. We need to give back to people. They're the ones who are pouring into church to give you everything you have. All these pastors with these big homes, these fancy cars, how they think they got that? They got that from the people. So if I need to come to you with my issues and my sins, you need to be ready to receive me and help me get back to God.
Come on.
And that's what we need today, period.
I don't know.
A big period.
This is our family, Keisha. I don't know if it's Scooter or Keisha, but we love you guys.
I don't know if it's Keisha or Scooter,
but I'm going to read the comment from the page. It said, it's not our job to make people feel uncomfortable.
Amen.
We just need to give the word. His word will provide correction and conviction as deemed appropriate in God's eyes.
Yes, and
guess what? I totally agree with that. But again, if they're being made to feel safe, then this must not be going on.
But see, she didn't say that. She's whichever one of them said it. They said it's not our job to make people feel uncomfortable.
No, I'm saying I got you. Okay. No, what I'm saying is, if they're coming in and they are feeling comfortable, then that means
this is not going on. I got you.
That's right. Because when you sit in, let me tell you, when you sit in and you walk in that church and you look at that pastor,
you feel
comfortable. You feel like everything he said is geared right towards you.
Because again, this is what the word does.
Yeah.
It's the word does the delivering.
The word
does. But if there's no deliverance, then what you're doing is you're compromising to make them feel comfortable. Why? So that they can keep coming back.
They can keep coming back.
No, and to me, church is where you feel uncomfortable because you're sinning and doing things you got no business.
Right. And some one person said today, I was looking on the line online and everything. He said basically that if you are going to a church and they don't help you to understand that if you sin, that's why you should be here, because Jesus Christ died for your sin.
Amen. Amen.
You are here because you are in a position to be covered by the blood of Jesus. Because he died for your sin. It's all about that. It's about the fact that I have sinned and fallen short, but I'm here because I need Jesus to cover me.
My dad said, sorry, Robin. My dad said, I went to a church in Atlanta and the pastor stood up and asked the congregation to tithe a month of their salary. God said, you have to give until it hurts.
I've heard that.
If you want to be blessed.
It's hurt me even hearing you talk about this.
Sorry about that, Pop. I hope you didn't hear it.
It's hurt me even hearing Pop's Mr. Moore talk about this. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
People walk away from church and are so hurt by the church. When they talk about church hurts, it's because they get this impression that, if we just come, we'll be blessed. They're not really getting the full understanding that you have to come and be transformed. You have to come
and
let it be known. Like, we have to confess our sin. And the church is so busy preaching blessing, blessing, blessing. What about deliverance? What about everything you have to do to get to being blessed? Not by the church.
They're too busy saying what we need.
Right.
How can we help you?
Give instead of giving too, like you said, we got to give back to the people. And remember, like I was saying earlier, the church originally established was the church was social work. The church was the cornerstone of the community. So where you couldn't get a job, you could come to the church and work, and the church gave. You know, the church made sure that they provided for the people physically and on a natural level because they knew that spiritually they're going to come and they're going to see the benefit of being, the benefit of persons being the example. I'm telling you that God is good because this is what he did for me. All we got is our testimony. And all we got is the word. So I can't tell you what he's going to do for you, but I can tell you what he did for me. And that's the thing. Right. We got to get back to that.
And we're walking testimonies.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. Let me read what Aunt Liza said real quick. She says, people don't preach the fear of the Lord anymore. She says, I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And that is why I was being convicted by the Spirit for my actions in marriage. She said, thank you, Lady All. Okay, let me start over. She says, thank you, Lady Free, for holding me accountable because I let my flesh get me out of my character, but I am back in the spiritual realm. Okay, thank you, Aunt Liza, for acknowledging I did that, but that you know that wasn't me, right?
That was God.
Because you already know what I did before I even spoke to you. I said, Holy Spirit, please help me. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to say, thank you, Lord, for using me.
Amen. As a vessel.
To help you get back to the spiritual realm.
Yes.
And this is what we're saying.
She said a key word.
Yeah, that's right.
Accountable. We got to hold each other accountable.
Exactly.
You know?
But see, that's the whole point. We serve them. We serve the people. This is what God has called me and my wife to do. And I tell you, I tell you, we hit the streets. God is allowing us to start a ministry. You know, we had a little hiccup last week, y'all, but we're going to make it up. And we had a hiccup that had nothing to do with us, but we understand that because this ministry that God has given us is so great, and it is going to reach we gonna reach the nation. We yes. want to change. We want God to give us the power to change the mindset of all His people
yes.
who have strayed away and, right. and lost sight of yes. who is their source. Right. So mm-hmm. so I say yeah. that saying we gotta we kind of
yeah we have to go. I want to read Darren's comment. He said the church foundation needs to be rebuilt. How about this, Uncle D? I agree that yes. that something needs to be rebuilt. But the foundation of the church, he says, on this rock
I build my church.
I will build my church. So the rock of the firm foundation of Jesus Christ is still good. But the church needs to reevaluate.
Change the focus. Okay.
How they stand on this foundation.
But I'll say this real quick. The church is a building. It starts with the pastor and his people inside of the church. They got to get back to the standard. That is the key. The right. church gonna sit there regardless.
The leadership.
No
the
matter what.
Building, right.
The church building not going nowhere. It's the people in it. And that's what needs yep. to change. It's their way of thinking, the way they view their purpose, and their purpose is to help the people. And if we can get right. these pastors to quit making it about me, then everything will change and it'll get better. That's the key.
I see your experience. As you talk, I see your experience in church. But y'all listen.
Oh, wait a minute. I just before this. Okay. Mama Cheeks, because I love Mama Cheeks.
Oh yes.
Definitely. We who are still holding on to the word of God need to tear down the frames that the people have built.
Come on.
Amen.
On the foundation.
Yes.
On
the foundation. And that's all that Tyree was saying. And that's all
Tyree
was saying. Come on,
Mama.
Yes.
And
yes.
as Ellie just said, we are ending on that. We could not have
listen,
said it better, Mama.
Listen,
Mama
y'all. Before we go. First of all, thank you, Robin, again.
Robin, we love you so much.
We love you so much, Robin.
Yes,
thank
we
you
do.
So Listen, y'all. We just want to say this. Y'all get ready. Next week, we have a surprise celebrity guest.
Yes.
We're not even going to tell y'all.
He's a celebrity.
But if y'all been watching, we're going to just give you a little hint. If y'all ever watched the episode or the TV series called Love is Blind.
Oh, I seen it.
Love is Blind.
We're going to have
one of the guys on here next week from Love is Blind. And the topic for next week is love truly
is
blind?
Is love truly blind?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So
we want y'all to tune in with us.
I will definitely be on that episode.
Listen, next week.
Tuning in.
Just so that
watching.
You guys can be caught up as well, I'm going to try to make some little video clips to put out there so you can know which season. And therefore, you can kind of like maybe binge a little bit so you could be up to speed on what we're going to talk about next week.
Nice.
All right. Now, I believe that's our time.
Yes, it is.
Let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Until next week, y'all listen. You don't want to miss next week. Mom, your girl, Lady Free.
I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And I'm Too Real.
Always. Peace.
Thanks
for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.